last time on Stab.
Who looks like the biggest, baddest mother in that group?
You think you're in prison?
In the middle of the city, the guy that you're actually looking for, Samuel Height, is there. What you ran into was clearly not human. It kind of like pushes the car out and tosses it.
It's a daddy.
It's a brouhaha!
Oh, Jerry's not like fucking with magic right now.
How far away am I from the brouhaha?
No further than like 5 or 6 feet.
I'm gonna try to clave.
Like, I need you to roll me a willpower check.
4 successes?
Yeah. You are now obsessively entranced and you want to please him.
So we don't have to do the things that the angry vampire asks us to do.
Daddy wants the mage.
This is my first on-purpose murder.
All right, people are dying. The city's on fire. Shoot through.
This motherfucker's gonna have one hell of a headache.
You know that he hit the ground. He is standing upright, wielding kind of a weird staff.
I'm gonna try to get into Val's mind and just make her feel some overcoming rage.
Cody has released what's called the Thrall of the Worm in you.
I'm going to enjoy picking the meat off your bones.
Please, please tell me his turn is to flee in terror.
So you have 11 attacks. So, 9 aggro, 5 backing.
And then I'm now on turn 7. Which is gonna be another claw, claw, claw.
Well, he can't dodge, so you might as well just... I mean, I'm tempted to say he can't soak because of how bad he botched that other one.
He's got a new chance.
Nada.
Nope, no damage. On to turn 8.
While you have said, we win, but you messed up, I look at you, and I pat my rifle, and I'm like, am I gonna have to shoot the wolf? Am I gonna have to put old Yeller down?
From what I'm reading, I'm really not sure.
So, 1 success? So now it's 10 aggro, 5 bashing. Okay, so 3 turns left. Only 2 successes on that, but he can't dodge. So, 1 aggro from that. No successes
reading
on this one.
Properly, he's got a -6 to everything, so don't even worry about soaking.
Alright, so you're on your last attack.
And I don't hit.
I believe it's Gabriel's turn now. He's going to start driving again, but with a different focus on his driving of...
Is it to hit me with the car?
No, it's to... Like, before, it was to arrive as quickly as possible to lend support, especially with his glaive. Now it is to get within 300 yards of this fight and find a place to set up. I'm just glad somebody else gets to roll some dice.
This is awesome. It's making me so happy.
Okay, 4 successes on that drive check.
Oh yeah, you succeed.
Now I'm finding a place where we can have a good eye on this fight.
Right now, he's taken 11 aggro damage, okay?
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? Like, he's getting a -12 dice to everything he tries to roll.
So, what you're saying is, I could shoot him.
Yeah, but what would be the point?
Cody, what did you do?
Hold on, because I'm also about to fix it. She's out of rage, which means she can't fight me anymore.
Just be careful, Cody, because if you did a vulgar piece of magic, you have a paradox point. The last time you had a point of paradox and you told somebody to calm your tits, they died.
You're right, which will make me hesitant about doing that again. What can I, this is going to sound funny, what can I sense from the fight?
Well, the fact that Natalie's gone totally berserk, and you're not getting a lot of change from the other guy. Doesn't really seem to be in that much pain.
As I leave the motorcycle and leave you sitting on it, like, what, you wanted to get closer?
Something's wrong.
Yeah, and that's why me and my rifle are going up there.
No, something's really wrong. Val snapped and tore into this guy, and he's not feeling anything. And you shot him in the head already, and he's not feeling anything.
When you say she snapped...
I know this is going to be hard for you to believe. I got into her head, and I took the thing that made her the most angry, and I made it worse. And so, you remember the time that she bit off your arm? I'm sure you remember.
I remember.
Multiply that by 10.
So you're telling me she wasn't angry when she bit off my arm?
Oh, no. But she's pissed now.
300 yards might be a little too close. And he's not feeling nothing.
There's something wrong with this guy. He's either perfectly fine, or he is so close to dying that he doesn't feel anything anymore.
I pull out my last burner phone, and I start typing in numbers. The only thing you hear is, "What exactly did the recon report say about Mexico City? Read it to me verbatim."
They seriously let you know they are woefully underinformed on this. They don't have any idea how to kill this guy or, you know, any kind of like special weapon against him. Like, y'all are the special weapon, pretty much. They actually beheaded the dude and like draw and quartered his body, and he still survived.
New word for you. Do your brain magic-y thingy and mull on containment.
Natalie, you're up.
Hey, Sean.
Is that 7 successes?
That's my damage.
What the?
He is now at 19 aggro and 5 bashing.
You tore his head off, and he's just a pile of meat right now.
That last roll I just made is a bite attack on his head, which I presume I am holding.
Alas, poor Yorick. All
right, yeah, so that was that your last attack?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have one more?
No, my attack on his disembodied head is my last attack. 2 aggro damage. Wait, no, that's a lie. That's a lie. I'm sorry. No, it's not a lie. I've been doing 1 fewer damage for my claw attacks. I just realized.
So what we're hearing is he has at least 21 aggro damage.
At least. Probably closer to the range of 25 and 26.
We'll call it 21 for now. If I goof up, that's on me. So he has 21 aggro and 5 bashing damage now. And I am holding his head in my hands, and I am just ripping at it like I'm trying to eat a rib.
All right, Jerry, you're sensing this.
I mean, Jerry does not want to be sensing this.
You're up, Gabriel.
How do we contain this? I look around for lack of a better thing for the time being, a container somewhere between the size of a dumpster or a very large igloo cooler that we can put the dismembered body into.
You know what a permanent containment solution would be?
The inside of my stomach.
No, that's not very permanent at all, really.
You'd either poop him out, or he would put himself back together inside your body, and then bust out, and then you're dead.
She would only eat the head. Like, if you can somehow get the body before she starts to eat it, because she has moved on to the cannibalism stage, by the way.
I don't think any of us have the occult knowledge to know this.
You do not. However, Natalie, at this moment, I will let you roll a sense worm.
Can I do that while I'm berserk?
Well, you're out of rage.
This is the perfect time for me to get my revenge for my arm. I'm just saying.
No, like I said, she has moved cleanly into the cannibalism stage. She is eating his face.
I'm pretty sure you could sense worm while you're eating, though.
Technically, you can sense worm anytime. What really you see happening is kind of the spirit of his body kind of rises up from the dismembered body and just regenerates while you're there.
So body, ghostly spirit, flesh starts forming in the air.
Yep.
Oh, just not good. That's fast.
She is going to get angry and throw his head at his spirit.
So it stops for like a little bit, and then it starts reconstituting back together.
Then she's going to get even more angry because what she just did with the head did not work like she really wanted to. And so she's going to come up and just start clawing at this spirit.
So you hear in your mind, says, "Child, you put up a worthy fight, so I will tell you what I'm doing." Out of character, what his plan is to do is there is actually a antediluvian, which are vampires from pre-flood, in the base of Mexico City in a underground pyramid. in the Umbra. Specifically, the books don't say what he's going to do. So what I figure was either try and make friends with it or try and take all this power, which would be really bad. And Gabriel and Jason both know that when you steal a vampire's antediluvian's power, bad stuff happens.
So I think after hearing this, Val is number one, sort of like, cool, cool, cool. I don't know what any of that means. Like to herself, that's what she's thinking. I do think she's going to say out loud, what does any of that have to do with destroying this town?
They were needed casualties. I need the blood.
For what?
To wake up the antediluvian.
Use your own blood. Apparently you can have as much as you need.
Okay. It's been nice talking with you. I enjoy fighting with you. I hope to do it again soon. And he literally just kind of takes off.
I pick up a car and throw it at him.
It just passes through.
I know, but I feel better.
He does let you know that where you need to go to meet up again, essentially. Because apparently he enjoyed fighting you.
God, I didn't know I was meeting fucking Goku.
That was a really good fight. We'll have to do that again after I'm not dead so much.
Okay, so yeah, you two catch up with her.
And after being related the story, I turned to Jerry. Well, Ghost Hunter?
He went that way.
It's worth pointing out that the first thing that happens when you guys come up, Val looks at the two of you, and she just growls and, like, howls. And then she picks up another car and just chunks it at the building. And then picks up another car and chunks that one at the building, too. And then picks up another car and slowly sets it down.
As she sets the car down, the sights come back down.
I'm going to walk the motorcycle over to her and be like, if it makes you feel better, you can toss it. We'll probably just steal another car.
Right. Now that there's three of us, we kind of need another one.
I'm going to look at Diego and the pilot. I'm sorry. I used magic to help people and feel like I've spit on your memory by failing in my mission.
You don't actually understand why, but it looks like Diego and the pilot are being sucked away from you, like into the ground.
They're unwillingly going, or they're just like going into the ground?
No, they are unwillingly going. They're trying to stay up, but they can't. And then they're gone.
I can see the ghosts, right?
Yep, you can. And suddenly Jerry can see the Solnado is actually kind of all getting towards the middle of town. And it's just sucking up all the ghosts.
It's the thing. It's the thing with the pyramid and the anti-delirium and the old ghost fucker who I guess is a vampire.
Antediluvian?
That one. Remember, Val didn't understand what this guy was saying.
Yeah. Right. I turned to Jerry. Like, Jerry, quit playing with your ghosts. We need a library now. In fact, it's not even a library here, but I'm sure you know where it is. There's a particular library that I need you to reach in and get a couple of books from.
It's called Wikipedia.
Do the magic thing. Do the magic thing, magic man.
I don't...
This is my turn. I'm going to grab you by the chest and just pull you up. I need the Dead Sea Scrolls now.
What?
He's not lying.
If I need a list of existing antediluvians, it's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. That's the only place it can be.
Do I know where that's at?
Technically, it's in Jerusalem, I think.
Almost all of the Dead Sea Scrolls are held by the State of Israel in the Shrine of the Book on the grounds of the Israel Museum, but ownership of the scrolls is disputed by Jordan and Palestine.
If I know what I'm looking for, I can probably pull it off, but...
But you also don't know what they look like either. At this point, I'm just like, okay. Okay. The fastest way to Jerusalem. Through your... No, we can't go through your portal. I can't go... Well, helicopter pilot went through your portal once. One time trick. Okay.
There technically is a bridge through the Umbra to Jerusalem.
Do I know that?
You technically would know because you can sidestep now.
Yeah, so I think she would say, she is now fully human. I think she would say, I might be able to do that thing that that lady taught me.
Which thing? Because you came back with a lot of new skills.
The thing where, like, what was it? Two-stepping? It's basically like there's this umbra, right? And I can step into it, and then I can step out of it. And those are two different locations.
You step into the shadow of the building, you keep walking, you step out of the shadow of the building on the other side, yeah.
So, I mean, Jerusalem is a place on Earth.
What you're telling me is, you can get us there.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Whoa, we don't know how this works. Like, A, is there any consequences? B, can you take all of us, or can you only sidestep for yourself?
And Z, the consequences if we don't are the antediluvian waking up.
All right, I'm going to grab a handful of, like, weeds that also have, like, dandelions in them or some shit like that. I'm going to say, well, let's try it out. And she's going to sidestep with the intent of trying to get to a rock.
You make it to a rock, no problem. You actually don't have to roll for this. This is just innate.
I'm going to pull out my dagger, which is really just a long long pocket knife. And I'm going to walk up to the closest tree, shave off some of the bark, and then I'm going to sidestep back to Mexico City where those two are. And then I'm going to hand the bark to Gabe.
All right, hold on. I'm going to look up some of this stuff. In the meantime, tell us what happened to the dandelions, because I would love to know what happened to those dandelions.
I mean, they survived.
Yeah, so everything turned out fine. You're actually able to take them. I will say Jerry will not be having a fun time because that is the realm of spirits. And you can see everything. And those few that he exercised might find him too and wouldn't like that very much.
Oh, no.
So you got this from Iraq?
Yeah. I just went to this mountainous range that I kind of know a little about.
We're at in Iraq. That could be close enough.
I'm more wondering how does this where do you go in between?
She called it the Umbra.
Yep. Mm-hmm. you know what, guys? Shit's been really weird the past 2 days, but I'm realizing I think things are a lot more serious than we originally thought, and I'll go with you, but I need you to know I am not comfortable with this, and I think things could go bad if we go into the Umbra with me.
So where all were you stationed in Iraq?
Noted.
No cares.
Right.
Gabriel does not give a shit what Jerry says.
Jason, to answer your question, I, Natalie, don't know.
Okay.
But I did drop in a photo. This is sort of where I was talking about, like, this mountainous region here.
Oh, cool. Root bud, exactly where I was hoping. But I am also looking up military bases.
You know, we have to be on so many lists for the random crap we're looking up.
I look up weird shit all the time.
I mean, I was looking up the explosive yield of aluminum sulfate or something like that.
Random car generator is probably the top of the list.
Probably so.
There is the Harir Air Base, which came to the forefront after Donald Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S. troops. It's regarded as very safe for the U.S., as it is located in an area where the Daesh threat is less effective than other parts of Iraq. It's also strategically important, given it is the closest U.S. military base to the Syrian border.
Oh!
Which is the direction we need to go.
Okay, wait. We're hyper-focusing on Iraq. She went there not as, like, that's the only place she could go.
Right, but I think it's guaranteed that I can get there safely because it's sort of like you pulling a portal.
Right. Jerusalem, she has not been to.
Especially because by the time I got the opportunity to go to Jerusalem, I was on the lam.
All right, Ayin al-Assad is probably our best location. And I found a car dealership we can steal cars from.
Did you Google bases in Iraq close to car dealerships?
No, this one just happened to pop up while I was Googling. I swear, I was just looking up the airbase, which doesn't technically exist anymore. So instead, it just pulled up the military auto source camp on base. So I don't know that it's actually there anymore if the base isn't there anymore.
Hey, Cody, quick question. What's your avatar rating?
James Cameron.
Oh, he doesn't have his headphones on.
Hey, Cody here, otherwise known as that person who plays Jerry. I just want to take a quick intermission and thank you for sticking with us so far. We're still working on what we want this podcast to eventually sound like, but thought the first few runs with our characters would be fun to share with you. We do have a Twitter, so you can follow at Stabby Podcast. That's STABBY Podcast for episode releases and announcements. Thanks again!
Hey, how's it going?
Sorry, Adobe logged me out and I couldn't open my character sheet or or the rule book.
Oh, okay. It's all right. I do have a quick question for you because I really need to know this.
Oh, no.
What rank is your avatar at?
Avatar is at 1.
Okay, cool. Well, then this stepping sideways won't hurt you too much then. It says it doesn't affect most supernaturals, but the shards are drawn to the avatars of mages. The more powerful the avatar, the higher the mage's enlightenment, the more shards are drawn to him, and thus the more damage is potentially done when stepping sideways.
I just don't put anything in avatar, that's fine. Wait, I don't put anything in avatar until I go one more point into correspondence and I can just teleport myself.
Nah, I got my own ride.
Don't want to go into the scary ghost land today. I would like to just go myself.
You haven't even visited the water tribe yet.
You gotta go to both the northern and southern.
And then you have to go to the earth kingdom.
And then eventually I meet that old crazy monk who teaches me how to go into the spirit world.
Wow. So powerful actions on the physical plane send emanations into the spirit world. The most powerful of these psychic emanations ripple past the penumbra and near into the near umbra, when they create whole realms. Such realms often form based off of single ideas or a collection of legends. For example, the Nazi camps created hell holes with pits leading to Malfi's, or the atrocity realm. The atomic bombs sent the psychic reflection of dead zones into the thousand hells of the Yama Kings.
Just another way humans are the worst.
So, I mean, putting a werewolf into max rage isn't nearly as bad as...
What, Hitler?
As Nazi camp.
And, to be fair, the most collateral damage was caused after my berserk rage, and it was only to vehicles.
So, we haven't created any of our own realms of...
And, you know, since that guy came back to life, I don't even know if the cannibalism counts.
Hey, since Diego and the pilot got sucked into the Soul NATO, did that even count?
I swear to God, every time you say Diego, I just think of Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, honestly, when Sean first said that the spirit of height was flying off, I was going to shout, "Go, Diego, go." Then I thought it would be a little out of character and a little too niche in references.
I have made a lot of references tonight, and I would apologize about it, but I'm not sorry.
Yeah, there's no point.
All right, so
Val just kind of I guess grabs you both by your upper arms and then sidesteps into the umbra.
Okay, I do need to ask. Do you have a reflective surface of any kind?
I imagine there's a shitload of blood on the ground.
Yeah, technically that would do.
And if not, there's the reflective surfaces of all the cars around, the glass in all the cars.
Gabriel is carrying around silver rounds out the ass.
Oh yeah, technically he's got a silver sword. So, I mean, that would work as well. So a yellowish portal opens. And y'all walk through. You're in a wreck.
On the other side of the portal, Jerry just lets out a breath, of relief. Just, that could have been so bad.
You actually just kind of essentially escape notice because you're not so super powerful that spirits are trying to use you as a mana battery.
Neat. First time I've ever gotten away with something for being too weak.
All right. So where or what are y'all doing now?
I think now Gabe and Val are probably going to kind of like confab of, hey, when was the last time you were here? Is this still the best way to get where we're going?
Jerry is listening to you guys talk about this and is like, you guys are silly. I am literally a human compass.
Yeah, but do you know the area well enough to know, like, cities in the area, places we might run into trouble?
I know north, south, east, west, and Jerusalem is that away.
See, I'm familiar enough with this area to know that, too.
You picked the one thing we all knew here.
What are y'all looking for, then?
The best way to get to Jerusalem.
Last time I was here, the airbase had one of those car lots. For the junior ranks, you know, the ones where they steal all your money and give you a shitty-ass car. I feel like a vehicle would be in order. Because Jerusalem's that way, yeah, but it's a really long that way.
Okay, so I'm actually going to... I randomly generated 20 cars.
And we're just going to roll for it?
Yeah, just roll a d20.
We got a 6.
So you have a 2015 Nissan Maxima.
Is there anything that's got, like, a better suspension in there?
No, wait. I like this Nissan Maxima and this rolling idea. Because when we walked up, we would steal the one that's the least noticeable for us to steal. Like, the back of the lot, the side of the lot, like somewhere where nobody's like seeing us do this.
The problem is we're going to rip the bottom of that car off.
We're going to rip the bottom of that car off on the roads, and we're definitely going to need to take it off road. You know what? Why don't you just post that list for us?
You want me to just post it in the general?
There's an Arctic Bearcat.
I bet that has great suspension. Why not?
So, worst case scenario, it does have a RAV4.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I was leaning towards that RAV4.
Alright, so I guess y'all are going for the RAV4. Jerry, would you like another car? I mean, you could technically caravan with them.
No, like, well, I'll steal whatever car. I don't know the situation of this lot, and I don't want to accidentally kill someone.
I jiggle the door handle.
It's unlocked. And you're just able to get in. So I guess someone's going to have to hotwire it.
Wait. Do I see any, like, salesmen hanging around?
You see a salesperson in the office doing paperwork. He's not paying attention. He's kind of just, like, jamming to some beats that he's got.
Gabriel, you still got that key?
Yeah.
Give me the key, and you and Val just, like, stand back.
I don't know what you think this key is going to do for you. If it makes you feel lucky, take it. I'm going to go over to that office and get a key off the peg. I toss you the keys, and I'm going to head over. I head over to the little kiosk.
What is Val doing? Because I really, like, I'm not going to do this with anybody in the vicinity.
If you said, everyone get the fuck away, I would be like, why did you just, like, let one rip?
Well, no, I asked Gabriel for the key, and then I said, like, and you guys just walk away. Just stand back. I don't know how far you need to stand back.
Right. To which I said, why did you let one rip? I don't think you understand that I understand the situation. I'm going to ask if you farted.
Val, this isn't the time for Beyblade jokes. Just stand back.
She kind of does, like, her hands up thing and walks, like, 30 feet away.
I'm, by the way, suited up still from the last time we got into this. So, full suit, sunglasses, I walk up to this kid in the kiosk.
Straight up Man in Black.
And I wrap my knuckles on the desk in front of him.
He kind of turns to you. He's like, what?
Keys.
I don't know you.
I need the... I swear to Christ, if they lost the... Johnson lost the paperwork again. Has he even been here?
Who's Johnson?
For Christ's sakes. Son, do you know how long I have been in country and how long I am still going to be in country when you are done?
No, and I don't really care.
I'm going to say that Val took her 30 feet in the direction of where Gabe went. And she kind of hears what he's trying to do. And she's going to walk up beside him and kind of clap him on the shoulder and be like, "What the fuck is taking so long? Just get the keys. Hey, buddy."
Johnson left the paperwork behind. He hasn't even been here.
I mean, are we really that surprised? Listen, buddy. And she kind of like does this maneuver where she kicks her foot up onto the desk because she is still wearing U.S. military issue boots. And she's like, "Do you know how long I've been wearing these? I want to get these off my feet. We got to get out of here because I need to leave."
I would like to matter magic the key into one that fits the car that I am currently trying to start.
Roll it.
Meanwhile, I'm just like, and I get it. Like, Johnson, we all love him. He's a little...
Who in the world is Johnson?
You know, wait. Is his name Johnson or Jefferson?
Three successes.
Yeah, you totally get it.
So, as soon as I hear the car start... Knowing there's nobody else on this lot, I'm going to immediately look over and I'm going to slap Val on the shoulder the same way she did with me. Like, there's Johnson. You were not the same kid here last night, were you? Johnson must have gotten the keys from him. All right, let's go.
Okay, cool.
See you, Mikey. Your name's Mikey, right? Or is it Matt?
It's neither. It's James.
It must have been Mikey last night then. I don't know. You guys all look the same. Sorry. And I walk away in my man in black outfit.
And I kind of do a hoorah.
Do I hear them go ooh-ah, hoorah, or whatever?
Yeah, because you're not that far away.
I'm just going to yell, woohoo!
Okay, I got to do this, because if you really do that, man.
He does. I'm sure he does.
I thought they were cheering me for getting the car started.
Dang. The guy heard you, and he's kind of like, "Wait, hold on. Who are you?"
"Oh, this is John. This is Johnson, Jefferson. Which one is your last name?"
"Jameson."
"You're always getting me and Johnson confused."
"He said Jameson. How come you never listen? I feel like because you never listen, I never learn."
As the kid asks who we are, I'm going to motion to Val to keep going to the RAV4, and I'm going to turn around and I'm going to pull up a pen, and I'm going to turn to this kid and like, "Son, I'm going to need you to look right here at this spot. This is a class 4 neuralizer. What this is going to do is it's going to make your memory disappear of everything you have just experienced."
At this point, Val is in the car and she's going to lean over and say, "I bet you he just punches him."
"I bet the guy forgets."
My other hand is going to pull out the Desert Eagle and point it at him. "This is a class 5 neuralizer and guarantees that your memory stays gone."
I am going to use some mind magic and alter homeboy's memories to where we were never there.
Please, please roll it.
I also, man, if this guy fucking haunts me, I'm going to be so pissed.
He forgot to breathe. Damn it, again.
1, 2, 3 successes. Yeah. He forgets y'all were ever there.
Oh man, does that happen while Gabriel's like holding up the pen?
Yeah, pretty much. Like he just kind of goes
slack-jawed for a minute.
Yeah, a little bit. Because you probably did cause like a momentary stroke. Nicely done. And you didn't kill anyone, so.
All right. So Gabriel gets into the back of the RAV4 and, yeah, let's go.
Jerry's going to look at Val and then look at Gabriel and be like, "What happened in there?"
"I made the kid forget."
"I bet you did, buddy. Good job.
Just drive.
Give me that drive check, man."
"All you're going to do is drive off base without being suspicious."
"Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
It's just drive straight?"
Drive and dex.
Oh, okay. Better to roll 2 dice than 1. That is a botch.
You're right. That is a botch.
I wrecked the car.
All right. So this is what happens. You pull out and you're like, yeah, I'll bet, buddy. And you floor it right into the next car.
Out.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just going to get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So where are you going? I know, out of here.
Somewhere with fewer cars, I hope.
We're going to attempt to follow the route, I think, as best as we can, that I put in the chat and that I marked. But it does specifically say on that route, hold on.
It says hold on?
No, but it notes this route has restricted usage or private roads. This route crosses through Jordan, and your destination is in a different time zone. So some of those restricted usage or private roads will definitely be
off-roading.
Off-roading time.
Okay. Well, as it turns out, you make it fairly quickly and quicker for some reason than you thought you'd get there. So you're actually in, I guess, was it Israel? Or where were you going first? Lebanon?
We have to go through Jordan to get to Jordan, yeah. Israel.
Okay, so you make it to Jordan a little bit faster than you thought you would.
Okay. Okay.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's weird at all.
I don't remember being these places being this close. Do you?
We just drove fast. It's fine.
I don't. Yeah. It's... And you know, I thought we would have run into a checkpoint by now, but
especially at
it's
the
been
border.
A few years.
Yeah.
We're driving in real life. This isn't Mario Kart where you cross checkpoints.
Oh. Oh, child.
What is our reference point up to now?
Right. Either way, the Iraqi-Jordanian border is definitely going to be controlled access.
Yeah.
I don't suppose either one of you brought your passports and have them in your current pants.
I didn't even know we were going on a trip 2 days ago, so.
In our favorite rocket ship.
I know I can get myself across.
That's, useful. We need to find a way across that, is a little less conspicuous.
Doesn't Jerry have matter magic?
Shit, nah, man.
I'm gonna pull out some fake documents that marks us as Jordanian criminals.
Paradox!
Yeah, so you're probably about the third car behind for access right now.
I'm going to slide into the back seat, and I'm gonna go full wolf.
Why are you going full wolf?
Because a wolf wouldn't need a passport.
But aren't, like, you're gonna be, like, giant and scary.
No, lupus.
Yeah, she's going like actual wolf.
Okay, is that not like full-sized wolf? Like
wolves are pretty darn big.
I'm a big dog.
I'm going to Google this real quick.
I mean, the other part is for transporting pets, you also need papers and immunizations. It's like a child.
Not only that, like if he knows that that's a wolf, that's an exotic animal. We're now trying to like...
Are you kidding me? There's actually a YouTube video, I think, of this dude, like, shoving a wolf into a RAV4.
Oh, please link that. You have to. You can't tell us that and not share it.
Wow, yeah. Straight up. He actually does. Okay, cool. So, yeah, apparently a full-size wolf can fit into a RAV4.
This episode brought to you by the Toyota RAV4 Hybrid.
Look how many wolves can fit in there. It's just a big dog.
I mean, fine. Gabriel, we have a problem.
I look in the back and I'm like,
Okay, so as this is going through, that first car gets done. They're onto the second car. They're kind of waving you to pull up.
I pull forward and I lean over to the glove box and I open it up. What all is in the glove box?
Nothing helpful, because Jerry won't help.
You know what? Just give me a luck roll. Do you have luck?
I doubt I put any points in it if it is on my sheet at all.
Okay. Just give me a good die bad die then.
I make my own luck with my fists.
Alright, so good die bad die?
Yeah, so just a D10 and tell me what you get.
8.
There actually is 2 passports in there.
Good. I slip $200 US into each passport.
I'm going to watch Gabriel do that, and I'm going to say, whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
Keep your money. When they ask for the passports, just hand them the passports.
You're not going to Jedi mind trick them, are you?
These are not the droids and wolf that you are looking for.
If we make it through this, we're going to have a serious talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, that's... You literally just watched somebody turn into a dog. I don't know why you're tripping.
Following that, if we don't make it out of this, we're going to have a really long, serious talk.
All right, so they get done with that second car, and they kind of wave you forward.
I drive forward, roll down my window.
Papers, please.
Black suit, sunglasses, mustache, resting bitch face. And I hand over the 2 passports.
First, I am going to mind magic this guy to believe that the pictures he looks at in that passport and all the corresponding information matches everything that he needs for us to pass through. But second, I'm going to tell Gabriel he has to lift up the pen.
Wow.
You gotta do it, Gabriel. And the pen is an integral part in...
Are you... You're freaking Rocket. And I need that guy's leg. What do you need the leg for? I didn't need it. I just thought it would be hilarious.
Out of game, I'm going to explain this. Gabriel's a hunter and like refuses to believe in magic, but in the car lot, it somehow worked when he like made that guy forget.
Well, it's not that I refuse to believe in magic. Because I don't mess with magic users very much, I don't know your capabilities.
I'm more trying to make you feel comfortable with it and make you seem like you are...
an active part in this.
So hold on, you're just so that I get this straight. You're rolling, but after it succeeds, you're making him do the neuralizer thing just cuz?
Oh yeah, just cuz.
I thought you were doing it to get back at him.
It kind of is.
I do want to say that while all of this is going down, Val has leaned over, stuck her head out the back driver's side window, trying to be cute. She's trying to cute it up.
You actually get a guard kind of come over to you and just pat your head. But he is going to ask, the other guard, are the papers for this one all good?
To which the guard is going to say, yes.
Yep, they're all good. He says in a Israeli accent that I cannot do.
That's fine. I'll take the papers back and put them into the glove compartment.
He kind of waves you.
And just before he waves me, or as he's waving me, I pull out my pen. Now, gentlemen, if you'll take a look right here.
No. I'm going to stop him when he starts talking. I'm like, you don't have to do the speech.
Did you do the thing?
He's like waving you on, man. I don't know what you're doing.
I grab the wheel and I start to drive. So I drive off a little angrily. Holding up a pen.
Cody, you get another willpower?
Can I get another point in cute?
Yeah, you get another point in cute.
Didn't you already max that out?
This is actually the first time you guys have seen me in my lupus form. And I have decided I'm going to hang out in it. So now I'm just in the back seat, dogging.
All right, where are you driving to?
Moving through Jordan into Israel. The other thing is, we've been going since yesterday in Mexico. We're exhausted. Let's find a hotel.
Stop that. Don't be a jerk.